It is Monday morning. The boys and girls are coming to school after two free days, Saturday and Sunday. Some children walk to school, others go by bus. School begins at 9 o'clock and there are lessons till 11 o'clock when it's time for the milk break. The pupils go into the canteen and get their milk there. During the break, pupils can play in the playground. Then the bell rings. The children go into their classrooms and school begins again. After the meal break, there are lessons till 1 o'clock when it's back for afternoon school. After lunch again, there is time to go out and play. In winter, when it is cold, the children can go into the classrooms and read or play there. Many pupils do their homework at that time, and then they are free in the evening. At 2 o'clock, school begins again. At 3 o'clock, it's time for games. In English schools, the girls usually play hockey in winter and basketball or tennis in summer. The boys play football in winter and cricket or tennis in summer. School is over at 4 o'clock, and the children go home. Only some children and teachers stay at school. One or two boys and girls must stay in the classroom and write something. Others stay for a club meeting. Clubs have their meetings only when school is over. It is Monday morning. The boys and girls are coming to school after two free days, Saturday and Sunday. Some children walk to school, others go by bus. School begins at 9 o'clock and there are lessons till 11 o'clock when it's time for the milk break. The pupils go into the canteen and get their milk there. During the break, pupils can play in the playground. Then the bell rings. The children go into their classrooms and school begins again. After the meal break, there are lessons till 1 o'clock when it is time for lunch. The boys and girls go into the canteen to have lunch. In England, many pupils have their lunch at school, but some children go home for lunch and come back for afternoon school. After lunch again, there is time to go out and play. In winter, when it is cold, the children can go into the classrooms and read or play there. Many pupils do their homework at that time, and then they are free in the evening. At 2 o'clock, school begins again. At 3 o'clock, it's time for games. In English schools, the girls usually play hockey in winter and basketball or tennis in summer. The boys play football in winter and cricket or tennis in summer. School is over at 4 o'clock, and the children go home. Only some children and teachers stay at school. One or two boys and girls must stay in the classroom and write something. Others stay for a club meeting. Clubs have their meetings only when school is over.